Getting Through Life by Frederick Fishman. Introduction. You and I are on a one-way journey called life. I've been on that road for over 70 years, and I have and learned and experienced so much during that time. I sure do hope there is still some road ahead of me. I want to pass along some of that experience and follow on research I've made to you. That is the purpose of this book, to help you on your journey of life. Of course, each of carry on down different routes with individual detours along the way. But keep an open mind as you read this book or listen to this book in audiobook format. And even if you're left with just a bit or two of information from what is included, then I will be a happy man, knowing that in some small way, I've helped you on our journey. Frederick Fishman, 2025. Chapter 1. Health is the foundation upon which the rest of our lives are built. Without physical vitality and mental clarity, it's difficult to fully engage in relationships, work, or personal goals. In this chapter, we will explore practical ways to care for both your body and mind, no matter where you're starting from or what challenges you may face. This is not about perfection. It's about building sustainable habits that support a better quality of life. 1.1. Understanding your body and mind. To take care of yourself effectively, it helps to understand how your body and mind work. While you don't need a medical degree, having basic knowledge of anatomy and mental health can empower you to make better decisions. Your body is a complex system made up of organs, muscles, bones, and nerves that all work together to keep you functioning. The heart pumps blood, the lungs take in oxygen, the digestive system processes nutrients, and the brain coordinates it all. When one system is out of balance, it can affect others. For example, poor sleep can impact digestion, mood, and immune function. Equally important is your mental health. Mental health is not just the absence of illness. It's your ability to manage stress, relate to others, and make everyday decisions. Emotional well-being is deeply connected to your physical health. Chronic stress, for instance, can weaken your immune system, increase blood pressure, and contribute to weight gain or loss. That's why a holistic view of health is essential. Body and mind are not separate. They influence each other constantly. 1.2. Nutrition and diet eating well doesn't have to be complicated or expensive. At its core, a balanced diet includes a variety of foods that provide the nutrients your body needs: proteins, carbohydrates, healthy fats, vitamins, and minerals. Whole foods like vegetables, fruits, legumes, lean meats, fish, nuts, and whole grains form the backbone of good nutrition. Meal planning is a powerful tool, especially on a budget. Start by choosing a few versatile staples like brown rice, canned beans, frozen vegetables, and eggs. Add seasonal produce and affordable proteins like chicken thighs or lentils. Cook in batches and store leftovers for later. It saves time, money, and stress. It's also important to be aware of diet fads and misinformation. Low-carb, detoxes, intermittent fasting, and other trends often promise quick results but aren't sustainable or healthy for everyone. There is no one-size-fits-all approach to food. Listening to your body, eating in moderation, and staying hydrated are far more effective long-term than any extreme diet. 1.3. Exercise that fits your life. Exercise isn't just about losing weight or building muscle. It's about improving energy, sleep, mood, and resilience. The good news? You don't need a gym membership or hours of free time to reap the benefits. The key is to find physical activity that fits your lifestyle and that you enjoy. This might mean walking your dog every morning, dancing in your living room, doing yoga, or cycling to work. Consistency matters more than intensity. Even 10 minutes of daily movement can have a positive impact. Home workouts are especially helpful if you're short on time or money. With countless free resources online, videos, apps, guides, you can build strength, flexibility, and endurance from your living room. On the other hand, a gym might offer structure, community, or motivation if that's what works for you. Motivation can come and go, so make movement a habit, not a chore. Set small, achievable goals. Track your progress. Reward yourself in non-food ways. And most importantly, be kind to yourself if you miss a day. You're not starting over. You're continuing the journey. 1.4 Preventive Care and Checkups. Preventive care is often overlooked, but it's one of the smartest things you can do for your long-term health. Regular checkups allow healthcare professionals to catch potential problems early, when they're most treatable. Everyone should know their basic health numbers: blood pressure, cholesterol, blood sugar, and body mass index, BMI. These markers can give clues about your risk for conditions like heart disease or diabetes. Vaccinations are another crucial aspect of preventive care. They protect not only you, but also those around you, especially vulnerable populations like children or the elderly. Stay up to date on recommended vaccines, including flu shots and COVID boosters. Health milestones and screenings vary by age and gender. For example, women over 40 may need mammograms, while men may need prostate screenings. Dental checkups and eye exams also fall under preventive care. Even if you feel fine, these visits are investments in your future health. 1.5. Coping with illness and stress. No matter how well you care for yourself, illness and stress are part of life. The key is not to eliminate them, but to manage them with intention and support. If you live with a chronic condition, like asthma, diabetes, or arthritis, it's vital to develop a care plan with your doctor. Track your symptoms, take medications as prescribed, and make lifestyle adjustments. Knowledge is power. Understanding your condition helps reduce fear and improves outcomes. Mental and emotional stress can be just as debilitating as physical illness. Whether it's work pressure, relationship issues, or financial anxiety, stress affects your entire system. Learn to recognize early signs: irritability, fatigue, insomnia, and changes in appetite are often red flags. There are many strategies to manage stress and improve mental health. Deep breathing, journaling, meditation, and spending time in nature are simple but effective tools. Connecting with others, friends, family, community groups, can provide comfort and perspective. Therapy, whether in person or online, is not a sign of weakness, but a powerful act of self-care. Sometimes you need more than strategies. You need help. Don't wait until you're in crisis. If you feel overwhelmed, hopeless, or are struggling to function day to day, reach out to a mental health professional. Help is available, and you are not alone. Summary: health isn't a finish line. It's an ongoing process of learning, adjusting, and growing. By understanding your body and mind, making informed choices about food and movement, prioritizing preventive care, and developing coping strategies for illness and stress, you build a strong foundation for every other aspect of your life. You don't have to do everything at once. Choose one area to focus on today, whether that's going for a walk, drinking more water, or scheduling a checkup. Each small step builds momentum, and over time, those steps become a way of life. Chapter 2: Finance Objective. Help readers gain control over their financial lives with clarity, discipline, and forward thinking. Money isn't everything, but it touches nearly every part of our lives. Whether you're just starting out, trying to catch up, or planning for the future, financial well-being brings peace of mind, freedom of choice, and room to breathe. This chapter is about building a solid, sustainable foundation. It's about taking control of your finances with confidence, clarity, and a long-term perspective. With the right tools and mindset, anyone, no matter their starting point, can make progress toward a more secure future. Work 2.1, Budgeting Basics. The first step in managing your finances is knowing where your money's going. That means creating a realistic budget. Not a perfect one, but one you can stick to. Start by listing your monthly income, including all sources, paychecks, side gigs, benefits, etc. Then track your expenses, housing, transportation, groceries, utilities, insurance, debt payments, entertainment, subscriptions, and miscellaneous costs. Don't guess. Review your bank statements or use a budgeting app to get real numbers. A good rule of thumb is the 50-30-20 rule. 50% of income goes to needs, rent, food, bills. 30% to wants, dining out, travel, hobbies. 20% to savings and debt repayment. This is a guideline. Adjust based on your situation. If you're in debt or living paycheck to paycheck, you may need to shrink the wants category temporarily. Tracking spending is where awareness turns into action. Small leaks, daily coffee runs, unused subscriptions, impulse buys can drain your budget. Use spreadsheets, apps like Mint or YNAB, or even a simple notebook to track where every dollar goes for at least 1 month. You might be surprised at what you find. 2.2, Saving and Investing. Once your budget is under control, the next priority is saving, because life is unpredictable and financial security begins with a cushion. Start with an emergency fund, ideally 3 to 6 months of essential expenses. This money should be easily accessible in a savings account, not tied up in investments or buried in a sock drawer. It's your safety net against job loss, car repairs, medical bills, or other unexpected costs. For short-term savings, set specific goals, like a vacation, new laptop, or moving costs, and automate contributions if possible. Watching your savings grow helps build motivation and momentum. Next comes investing, which is how you build wealth over time. Don't worry if it sounds intimidating. It's more approachable than you think. The earlier you start, the more powerful compound interest becomes. This is the principle of earning interest on your interest. And over decades, it can turn modest contributions into a substantial nest egg. Start with employer-sponsored retirement plans like a 401k, especially if your company offers a match. IRAs, traditional or Roth, for tax-advantaged retirement savings. Low-cost index funds or robo-advisors if you're new to investing. You don't need to be an expert. You just need to start small, stay consistent, and think long-term. 2.3, Debt and Credit Management. Debt can either be a tool or a trap, depending on how you manage it. Understanding the difference is key to financial stability. Start with your credit score. It's a number, typically between 300 and 850, that lenders use to evaluate your creditworthiness. A higher score means better loan terms, lower interest rates, and more financial options. It's based on factors like payment history, always pay on time, credit utilization, keep balances below 30% of your limit, length of credit history, types of credit, recent inquiries, use apps like Credit Karma to check your score and monitor changes. To pay off debt, use one of these popular strategies. Snowball method. Pay off your smallest balance first for quick wins. Avalanche method. Pay off the highest interest debt first to save money. Whichever method you choose, commit to making more than the minimum payment each month, and avoid taking on new debt unless absolutely necessary. Be aware of common traps: payday loans, high interest credit cards, and rent-to-own schemes can cost you far more than they're worth. When possible, save up instead of financing. Debt doesn't define you. but how you manage it can define your freedom. 2.4, earning and career planning. While saving and budgeting are essential, don't overlook the other side of the equation. Earning. Increasing your income can open new doors, reduce financial stress, and accelerate your goals. Start with your current job. Are you being paid fairly? Don't be afraid to negotiate salary and benefits, especially if you've taken on more responsibility, develop new skills, or change roles. Research comparable salaries, document your achievements, and ask with professionalism and confidence. Consider side gigs to supplement your income. Freelance work, tutoring, delivery driving, pet sitting. These can provide extra cash and, in some cases, evolve into businesses of their own. Long-term, invest in career growth. That might mean further education, certifications, mentorship, or networking. The more skills you build, the more valuable you become, and the more choices you have. Ultimately, aim for financial independence, the point at which your income and savings give you control over your time and decisions. That doesn't mean early retirement, it means freedom. 2.5. Planning for the future. Financial security isn't just about today. It's about preparing for tomorrow. Start by reviewing your insurance. Health insurance protects against catastrophic medical bills. Life insurance, especially if you have dependents, provides for loved ones if you're gone. Home or renter's insurance covers your property and liability. Auto insurance is required and should be reviewed for adequate coverage. Next, consider wills and estate planning. Even if you don't have much, a basic will ensures your wishes are respected. A healthcare directive and power of attorney protect you if you become unable to make decisions. These steps aren't morbid, they're responsible. Finally, set clear financial goals. Short term, build your emergency fund. Mid term, save for a down payment or travel. Long term, plan for retirement, college funds, or leaving a legacy. Write them down, review them annually, adjust as life evolves. Conclusion. You don't have to be wealthy to be financially well. You just have to be aware, intentional, and committed to progress. Start small. Know where your money goes. Spend less than you earn. Save for what matters. Invest in your future. Pay off what you owe. Protect what you've built. And keep learning. You're not just getting through life. You're building a life you can afford, sustain, and enjoy. Chapter 3. Family. In all its forms, family is one of the most enduring and complex elements of life. It shapes who we are, provides support, and often presents our greatest challenges. Whether you're part of a large extended network, a small nuclear family, or a chosen family of close friends, understanding how to nurture healthy family dynamics can greatly influence your personal well-being. This chapter explores what family means today, how to manage responsibilities across life stages, and how to build relationships that last. 3.1. Defining family in your life. The word family once referred strictly to a traditional unit, two parents and their children. Today, it encompasses many structures: single parents, blended families, same-sex parents, multi-generational households, adoptive families, and chosen families made up of friends or mentors. What matters most is not the structure, but the intention behind the relationships, mutual care, trust, and responsibility. Once you've identified who you consider family, the next step is to clarify roles and boundaries. Healthy family dynamics depend on clear expectations. Who is responsible for what? How are decisions made? What are each person's emotional and physical limits? Boundaries are not barriers, they are guideposts for respect. For example, in a blended family, a step-parent and biological parent must discuss their roles in discipline. In an extended family living situation, defining personal space and shared responsibilities prevents resentment from building over time. 3.2, parenting and childcare. Parenting is one of the most challenging and rewarding responsibilities within a family. Children need consistency, love, and structure to thrive. This doesn't mean perfection. It means being present, emotionally available, and willing to grow alongside your child. Raising children involves a balance between support and guidance. Consistency and discipline and expectations helps children feel secure. That doesn't mean rigidity. Flexibility is key as children grow and develop their own identities. Start with simple routines in early childhood. Regular mealtimes, bedtime rituals, screen time limits. As children mature, these routines evolve into more complex agreements around schoolwork, chores, curfews, and social lives. Education plays a central role. Engage with your child's teachers, understand their learning style, and support them with both encouragement and accountability. Discipline should be fair and focused on teaching, not punishment. Avoid reacting in anger. Instead, use discipline moments to model emotional regulation and problem solving. Work-life balance is another parenting challenge. Parents often feel torn between earning a living and being emotionally available at home. While there's no perfect solution, small intentional choices make a difference. Shared meals, tech-free time, and regular check-ins with your kids, even just 10 undistracted minutes a day, can create emotional security that lasts. 3.3, caring for aging parents. As parents age, the roles often reverse, and adult children find themselves offering the same support they once received. This stage of family life can be emotionally complicated. It involves love, duty, grief, and logistical challenges. The first step is honest communication. What are your parents' needs and wishes regarding healthcare, housing, finances, and end-of-life planning? These can be difficult conversations, but avoiding them only increases stress later. Approach them with empathy and a focus on dignity. Don't assume what's best for your parent. Ask. Physically, caregiving may involve managing medications, attending doctor appointments, or assisting with mobility in daily tasks. Emotionally, it requires patience and the ability to cope with changes in your parent's personality or capacity. If your parent is experiencing memory loss or chronic illness, it can be especially demanding. Seek support from other family members, community programs, or professionals. You don't have to carry the weight alone. Legal planning is essential. Work with your parents on creating advance directives, powers of attorney, and living wills. Understand their insurance, long-term care options, and potential housing transitions. From staying at home with assistance to moving into assisted living or nursing care. These steps are not just practical. They show care and respect for their dignity and legacy. 3.4, family communication and conflict. No family is free from conflict. Disagreements, misunderstandings, and emotional tensions are inevitable when people share close lives. The key is learning how to handle conflict constructively. Start by listening. Many family arguments spiral because each person wants to be heard, but few are truly listening. Practice active listening. Reflect what the other person is saying before offering your point of view. This doesn't mean you must agree. It means you value the relationship enough to understand. Avoid blame and absolutes. Statements like "you always" or "you never" shut down conversation. Instead, focus on how you feel and what you need. "I feel overwhelmed when," or "I need more support with." Conflict resolution also benefits from timing. Don't try to solve serious issues in the heat of anger. Set a time to talk, preferably when both parties are calm. Sometimes a neutral third party, like a counselor, can help mediate chronic issues. On a more positive note, family traditions and routines strengthen connection. Whether it's Friday night dinners, holiday rituals, or weekly check-ins, these practices foster a sense of identity and belonging. They act as anchors during periods of change or crisis. When families face hardship, illness, job loss, divorce, or loss, supporting each other matters more than ever. Lean into your strengths as a family. Who's the listener? Who's the organizer? Who brings humor? Rely on one another. Don't be afraid to seek outside help from faith communities, therapists, or support groups. Crises can fracture families, but they can also bring about healing and renewed closeness if met with openness and compassion. Conclusion: family is never one size fits all. It evolves across life stages, shaped by our values, choices, and circumstances. Whether you're raising young children, navigating sibling tension, or supporting aging parents, the principles remain the same: communication, empathy, boundaries, and intentional effort. Getting through life with the strength of a healthy family, however you define it, is a journey worth investing in. When families function well, they become the foundation of resilience, joy, and personal growth. And when they struggle, they offer opportunities to practice forgiveness, patience, and love in its most enduring form.